Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is July 22nd, and it is day 8 for our 22-day journey of discovering revelation. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you that we have the opportunity to live and move and have our being. Lord, I thank you that you are a God who goes before us, that you're a God who's preparing a place for us. Just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking up those who listen to the replay of the show. And I pray that you'll hasten the footsteps of those who are coming to listen live. So I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to praise your name. Just want to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you are causing all things to work together for our good. And I sincerely thank you, Father God. Go before us this morning. Go before us, I pray. For you, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised, and there is no one like you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Beloved, it's time to pray. Beloved, it's time to pray. Even I, a prayer warrior, even I, beloved, come up under attack. So it's definitely time to pray. And this revelation series, beloved, I can tell you, I've been coming up under attack without and within, beloved. So Father, I just want to say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you are worthy to be praised, and there is no one like you. There is no one like you. And beloved, today is day 8 in the Discovering Revelation series. And the title says, The Scroll, 7 Seals Broken. The Scroll, 7 Seals Broken. And we're looking at Revelation chapter 7. I think that's what we're on. Dear Heavenly Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we see in Revelation chapter 6, the one worthy to open the scroll with the 7 seals did so, and there were 7 woes. Excuse me. Have mercy upon us, dear Lord. Get it right. Cause us to get it right, Father God. Cause us to do your good and perfect will. Not our will, but your will be done each and every day in everything, Lord God. Father, cleanse my mind. Cleanse my mind, I pray, dear Lord. Cleanse my mind from sinful thoughts and wayward thoughts, Father God. Okay, so I'm in Revelation 6. So, Revelation 6, beloved. I'm sorry, not 7. So, cleanse our minds. Renew our minds, Father God. And our minds are renewed by the washing of your word daily. For you, O Lord, are worthy, and there is none like you. We praise you and we glorify your most precious and awesome name this morning. Father, you desire truth in the inner parts. Father, I'm reminded that the one who may enter into your presence is called to have clean hands and a pure heart. Cleanse our hearts this morning. Purify our hearts. May we wash our hands in the blood. May we wash our hands this morning, beloved. Trade in the garments of shame for white raiment. Lord, cleanse our minds. Cleanse our minds, Lord. Cause us to see and appreciate the sunshine upon our bodies. Cause us to see and appreciate the gifts that you bestow upon us. Cause us to feel the air upon our skin. Go before us, Lord, this day. Go before us. Father, I am reminded that the one who may enter into your presence is called to have clean hands and a pure heart. Father, bind up an unclean spirit within me, I pray. I lay at the feet of Jesus anything and everything that will cause me to slip. Have mercy upon us, dear Lord. Have mercy upon us. And beloved, as I read through Revelation chapter 6, I see that Jehovah God is no respecter of persons. I see that all who is due for his wrath will receive it. There is no partiality, beloved. Father, help me to be urgent with these prayers as they go out into the airwaves and touch and transform lives unto you. Go before us today, Lord God. Go before us, I pray, dear Lord. Go before us. Baptize us anew and renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' name I pray. Now we see here, I placed on the screen Revelation 6 verse 15. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And beloved, why did they feel the need to hide themselves in the rocks of the mountains? We're going to discover that this morning as we go to the reading of God's holy word. So, Father God, I just want to praise your name once more. I just want to thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you for this country, America. It is a land of opportunity. And, Father, we just pray for a cleansing. We pray for a cleansing, Lord. We pray for righteousness to prevail. I pray that those who are of faith, that we will stand in agreement and we will cry out to you. Because your word says, Lord God, if we humble ourselves and we seek you and pray to you and turn from our wicked ways, that you will hear us from heaven. You'll hear us. You're not far from us. And you'll forgive us, and you will heal our land. So let this be our prayer today, Father God. Father, your word also say, Lord God, that, you know, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So my prayer, beloved, is that you will call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord, beloved. Don't put off today. And what you can do today. Don't put off calling on the name of the Lord for tomorrow. Call on the name of the Lord today. So Psalm 6 says, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eyes consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Part from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to the Most High God. Father, remember us in your lowest state. Remember us, I pray. And you know the prayers on my heart, Lord. Remember Marlene and her family this morning. Remember those that are listening in. Beloved, I call you beloved. I pray for you. I pray not only for myself and our sister Marlene in the faith. I pray that the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God will give you a spirit of discernment and you'll be able to see good and perfect things in God's law. Father God, in turning to Revelation, I'm going to read through Revelation 6 here, beloved. And I'm going to look at the screen briefly. And it starts where John is saying, remember John, the apostle of Jesus Christ, the beloved apostle. It starts out in Revelation chapter 1 that he was exiled on the island of Patmos for the word of his faith and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And while he was there in the spirit, he received a vision. He was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And he's the one, beloved, that wrote the book of Revelation. And Revelation chapter 1 tells us that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ given by God the Father to the angel. And the angels, the messengers, are the one who gave it unto John. And then you see John wrote it, so now it's being given unto us, the servants of God. And if there is a blessing, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, we see where it says, blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy aloud, and blessed are the ones who hear and hearken. So you got to hear and do, you know, hear and believe. So we thank you for your many blessings, Father God. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for making that which is crooked straight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And I saw, this is Revelation 6, reading from the King James Version. I saw one of the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he sat on him and had a bowl. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And these beasts, beloved, are the ones that are around God's throne. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Bind up everything that is not of you, Lord God. Bind up the false spirits and false doctrine in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sought in him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar, again, Satan, the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Take away everything that is not of you this morning. Every distraction, Lord. Every distraction. Bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every unclean spirit, Lord. Every spirit that is not of you, Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't say, Have your way. Go forth, I pray, Lord God, and have your way, I pray. In Jesus' name, Emmanuel, mean God with us. Name, I pray, amen and amen. So, beloved, I'm going to go to the screen. We're going to look at the scripture that I just read again. It's a very powerful, these are very powerful revelations. And I think they help us to see what time it is today because, you know, a lot of people talk about peace, peace, peace. But we see here in Revelation chapter 6 that it's not going to be peace, peace, peace. So who do we listen to, beloved? Who do we believe? So we have to know what the word says as Christians, as children of the Lord. We can't be taking man's word. We need to know what the Holy Spirit is saying. We need to know what the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God is saying, just like God gave this revelation of his son Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ communicated unto the angels and the angels unto John. We need to know, beloved, and we need to believe and receive that which is written. And, beloved, if you're listening on the internet and you wish to speak with me, Rose Dallas here and Rose Dallas Praise on Blog Talk Radio, know that you could dial error code 845-241-9993. That's error code 845-241-9993. And if you're listening on the internet, know also that you could connect with us on Skype. So, Father, once more, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say praise your name, for your name is worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised, and there is no God like you. There is no God like you. And we praise your most precious and awesome name. For your word, Father God, is truth. Your word is life. Your word washes and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me, Lord God, to wake up and see another day. Thank you for giving me the willpower, Lord God, and you know, the discipline. And as the days go by, I will become even more disciplined. But thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to serve. And I pray that my service is pleasing into your sight. And beloved, if you feel the Lord is calling you, don't wait to become perfect. Allow him to perfect you. Beloved, let us spend time in the Word of God. Let us spend time at the feet of Messiah. Let us spend time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I praise you, Lord. For you, Lord, are worthy to be praised, and there is no one, no one like you. There is no one, no one like Jehovah, and we praise your name. The songwriter says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So this morning, Lord, we just want to bless your name. We just want to bless your name because you love the world so much. You love us so much that you gave your only son. And Father, there are those who still do not believe. You gave your son so that we can have eternal life and not perish, Father God, in this perverse and crooked generation. Beloved, wake up and see, beloved. Wake up and see. See, beloved. Wake up and see that, you know, everything has a time and every story has an ending. And there's going to be an ending here, beloved. And you do choose each day which side are you on. So it is my sincere prayer, beloved, that you will choose wisely, that you will choose to follow Messiah, that you will choose to accept Messiah. And it says here, looking over what I just went over with you in Revelation chapter 6, as we're discovering, you know, the mystery signs and wonders, and I just pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through me. And when you hear the words, beloved, that you do not hear me, that you will take away a key nugget, that you will take away something that you could use to further your walk in Christ today. That you will draw closer to the Father and the Son, and that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, beloved, I'm going to put a psalm to play while I get to a quiet area, and it's going to be Psalm 150. I'll be right back.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. For the New International Version. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre that has breath. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, beloved, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that's what we should do. So let us review our Revelation, beloved. Let us hear what the Holy Spirit, of the Almighty God, is saying to us. And it says here, Revelation 6:1-2, and it says, saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. So this rider here on this white horse, beloved, he was given a bow, as in a bow and arrow. And a crown was given unto him, beloved. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. You know, this encouraged me right now. You know, when the scriptures say, hold our peace, vengeance is mine. You know, and victory, the victory has already been won. But as believers, even including myself, I find us wrestling with the darkness, wrestling with the dark forces. And remember, these dark forces, they use people. These dark forces uses people. They'll use your spouse, your children, relationships, beloved. The enemy, he's on a roll, but rest assured, beloved, because like it says, you know, conquering and to conquer is what this writer represents. And this is why, beloved, as I'm going through this, it's key to ask yourself and to prayerfully say, you know, which side am I on? Am I on the side of the enemy, or am I on the side of the friend? Which side am I on? Am I a servant of the Most High God, or am I a servant of the serpent? Which side are you on, beloved? It's important to choose this day. Father, cover us, Lord, the breastplate of righteousness. Jesus is the righteous right one, the helmet of salvation, the armor. Father God, Jesus is the one who saves, and I shod my feet with the gospel of peace, and I pick up the shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and the sword, which is the double-edged sword of the spirit of the word of the Almighty God. And I put on the belt of truth. And it says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Lord but by him, beloved. This is what we want to do. We want to put on the armor. Because it will get tough, like it will get tough. But rest assured, beloved. Rest assured that we shall overcome. Rest assured, beloved, that there are treasures, rewards waiting for those who overcome. Revelation 6, verse 3 through 4 says, and when he had opened the second seal, second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was giving unto him a great sword. Beloved, it says it right there in that scripture. It says that peace was what it was given to him to take peace from the earth. And we know that in these days, beloved, there's many talk about peace. So who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe what the world say? Or are we going to be aware and see what is the word saying? Are we going to believe God's word, beloved? Because it says here that he was given power. He was given a sword to take peace from the earth. And this is why, as believers, it's important to know Father God. It's important to know Messiah. And it's important to have the Holy Spirit. It's important to make a decision. You know, there are people that And I'm not judging you. I see this in my own immediate family, my own immediate relationship, where I'll say, which side are you on? It is important. And, you know, they'll think, okay, it's okay for me to be neutral, but there's no neutrality. There's no neutral. It's either you're hot or you're cold. So looking at Revelation 6, 4 through 5, it says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. We know balances we use to measure. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So, beloved, if the voice is saying, and see thou hurt not the oil and wine, what is going to happen to the wheat and the barley? Well, we see here that they're selling real cheap. Are they a penny? Well, our penny is 1 cent today. The oil and the wine. What do those signify, beloved? Father, we praise you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. So, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. Beloved, you know, they talk about a time when the dollar is going to lose its value. And maybe it is on the decline right now. But this looked like such a time to me, beloved, because, you know, we don't buy anything for a penny today. So I just pray, beloved, that the Holy Spirit will guide us. I just pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us when these woes are coming upon the earth. But no, beloved, there is hope. There is hope had you chosen the right path. And it says, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And this is Revelation 6, 7 through 8. You know, when I was reading this again, prior to preparing the slide, you know, a part of the world came to mind, because right now we know the parts of the world that, you know, they're starving and they're dying. And tigers and you know, vicious animals live so close by that they'll eat these people, and they're being killed. So, I mean, this is happening right now today. This is happening right now today. So have mercy upon us, Father God. And verse 9 through 11 of chapter 6 says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So underneath the altar, beloved, I saw the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And I asked this question in my family, like, what happened to the unrighteous when they die, and what happened to the righteous when they die? And it explains it right here. These are the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. These were the ones who did not sold out, and their souls are in heaven. So how about the ones that sold out? How about the ones that chose to stay and walk and live in darkness and deny the power of Jesus Christ? Beloved, there's an opposite to everything. So if these souls are under the altar in heaven where John is beholding and seeing, then it's safe to say the souls of those that live a life of crime, a life of hate, a life of perversion, a life of denying God the Father and His Son and His Holy Spirit, beloved, a life that follows after the path of the enemy. And you know, that life, beloved, that soul, their soul to have that instant gratification, it's safe to say their soul are going to be in hell. Call it Hades. Beloved, their soul is not going to be under the altar because they chose the easy way. They chose the now way. So strengthen us and give us patience, Lord God. Give us the patience that we need to endure. Give us the patience that we need to reject sin and to reject those that are exalting themselves above the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it says here, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? The beloved, they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? So, beloved, they want to know. They are waiting, beloved. They're waiting for such a time. Okay? And God is going to judge and avenge their blood on them that dwell on the earth. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for yet a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. I say, beloved, this is so, beloved, I must tell you, this is a little bit scary. You know, you wonder, wow. Okay. So you got to be prepared, beloved. You got to be prepared. When you say you're following Christ, you got to be prepared to die to yourself daily. You're prepared to be persecuted to the end. And that's who is under the altar, beloved. That's who white robes are given unto. And they're waiting for their fellow servants, beloved, that should be killed as they were for that time of vengeance to be fulfilled upon those that dwell on the earth. Father God, give us the strength, give us the willpower. Give us the strength and the willpower to keep moving. Keep moving in the name of the Lord. Not to take the easy way out, but to keep moving in the way of the Lord. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Beloved, this is pretty scary. I mean, this is pretty scary. I would not want to be on the enemy's side. I would not want to be on the enemy's side, beloved. This is scary stuff. Okay? When the sixth seal here is broken. Great earthquake. We know how destructive earthquakes are. The sun that you see shining right now became black. And the moon became as blood, beloved. And the stars of the heaven fell unto the earth. Beloved, this is scary stuff. This is scary stuff. I can say that right now, that this is the power of the Almighty God. Okay, this is the awesome power of the Almighty God. And I can only imagine what that day would be like. But we're going to see what that day would be like before we're done. So this is the power and the glory of the Almighty God. The same God, beloved, that many would have rejected. The same God that many would have said did not exist. This is his power that he's demonstrating. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. That is some pretty scary stuff. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Why were they hiding? Why were they hiding? Beloved, who? We're going to see why they were hiding. And it says here, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. So they want the mountains and the rocks to crush them, right? They want to be hidden from God the Father and the Lamb, the Holy Lamb of God, the two that they denied existed. Many are spending their lives and their resources just to prove that Messiah is not the Son of God. Many are spending their life and resources to prove that God doesn't exist, and this word came above from some Big Bang theory, or man came from monkey, or man came from ape. Many spend their time and resources to prove contrary to what the Lord says, but on that day, your wealth cannot save you, beloved. On that day, beloved, your place of stature doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter who you are. You're categorized right now with every bondman and every free man. You're categorized with the poor. You're categorized with the slave. The money has no place on this great day. For it says, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Who, beloved, shall be able to stand? Beloved, I encourage you to choose wisely. And Jesus answered in John 14:6. He says, disciple wanted to know where he was going. And he says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, through him, Messiah. Father, it is my sincere prayer this morning that to those who will listen and to those who will hear, that they will choose your Son, Christ Jesus. They will choose Messiah, Emmanuel, which was prophesied by Isaiah, which means God with us, that they will read the book of Revelation, and Father God, that they will turn away, that we will turn away from our crooked ways, and we will give our hearts to you. Father, it is simple. Your word says so, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, beloved, call on the name of Jesus today. Ask Jesus to enter your heart. And, Lord, bind up everything that is not of you this day. Bind up everything, I pray. For you, O Lord, are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. And we glorify your name. We glorify your name, Father God. We glorify your name. Beloved, I'm going to read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, King James Version. This is a scripture that someone shared with me on Facebook yesterday, all the way from an African country. And I just want to share this with you. And it's Deuteronomy 28, and it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. So, beloved, these are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to the Most High God. I encourage you to turn your Bible to the scriptures that you hear mentioned. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 14, beloved. You know, we want to be mindful that we fear the Lord God and keep his commandments, and that we have no other gods before him. You know, we can't keep serving idols, and we can't serve the gods that our ancestors served if it was not the true and living God. And we can't serve the gods of our forefathers if they were not truly, if the God of our forefathers was not the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. So we come to a place of truth this morning, Lord God, and we confess, Father God, that at times, Lord, we place things before you and we make them little g gods. But Father, let it not be so. Let our job not be more important to us than spending time with you. Let our businesses not be more important than spending quality time with you. Let our children, let our spouse, let nothing be more important than spending quality time with you. Let not our houses be an idol or a sneer unto us, because you're the God that giveth and you're the God that taketh away. Father, I pray for your peace. I pray for your peace. I know what the Revelation scripture says, but Father, I am crying out to you because you are the Father, the God of the rider on that horse that takes away peace from the earth. Have mercy, Lord God, on your, have mercy. Mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, Father God. Have mercy, Father. Go before us, I pray. In Jesus' name, baptize us anew, Father God. By the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit, beloved, it is my sincere prayer that you will seek the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, that you'll get water baptized, and you'll learn God's good and perfect will for your life. Choose Messiah today, beloved. Choose God the Father. We love you, and we bless you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, whom we call Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Be blessed today and every day in Jesus' name.